We begin tonight with breaking news. Action tonight by America's key ally, Great Britain, slamming the brakes on any immediate military action against Syria unless President Obama wants to go it alone, which the White House is signaling he might. Parliament in England this evening weighing a resolution that would have okayed the use of force, weighing it and finding it wasn't enough. Here's the key moment as the measure failed loudly in the House of Commons.
Go now!
Mr. McNeil, you're like an exploded volcano. Erupted. Calm yourself, man. The eyes to the right, 272. The nose to the left, 285. So the noes have it.
Moments after the vote, Prime Minister David Cameron assured members he would not exercise what is known as the royal prerogative to go to war without parliamentary approval.
I strongly believe in the need for a tough response to the use of chemical weapons, but I also believe in respecting the will of this House of Commons. It is very clear tonight that while the House has not passed a motion, it is clear to me that the British Parliament, reflecting the views of the British people, does not want to see British military action. I get that, and the government will act accordingly.
Well, MPs voted down the measure, by the way, despite a report from Britain's Joint Intelligence Committee calling it, quote, highly likely that the Syrian regime used chemical weapons last week outside Damascus. The U.S. intelligence community is expected to release its own report to the public sometime tomorrow. Now, we got a hint tonight of what the administration knows. Senior U.S. officials telling CNN's Elise Labbitt, intelligence reveals senior members of the Assad regime preparing for a massive chemical attack and discussing it afterwards. Those intercepted conversations include regime members acknowledging the attack was getting a great deal of attention, discussing the wisdom of lying low for a while and foregoing such massive chemical attacks in the near future. Now, on the ground, meantime, UN inspectors kept up their work today. Their boss, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, saying he expects them to leave Syria by Saturday morning. In New York, members of the UN Security Council gathered behind closed doors, the meeting called by Syria's close ally and arms supplier, Russia, which is expected to veto any resolution approving the use of force, which leaves the White House in a lonely place. Top administration officials working the phones again today, talking to key lawmakers. A senior official telling CNN's Jim Acosta, unilateral action may be necessary. Now, just yesterday, the president made the case that curbing Syria's use of chemical weapons is in America's national interest.
Well, what's happened has been heartbreaking, but when you start talking about chemical weapons in a country that has the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world, where over time their control over chemical weapons may erode, where they're allied to known terrorist organizations that in the past have targeted the United States, then there is a prospect, a possibility, in which chemical weapons that can have devastating effects could be directed at us. And we want to make sure that that does not happen.